Jensen, you've probably been inside this theater before.
Yeah, I probably squatted here once or twice. And then realized it was
And heard Helen just go on and on and on and on and on about it. Where would you start looking? You know, there's a kind of a basement backstage area, a couple of kind of rooms for dressing rooms on the like second and third floor. And there's numerous hallways and side rooms here and there.
So is the from the hole in the roof, what can I see? Like, what room am I looking into?
Pretty much you're in the, it's looking towards the very back of the third floor of the auditorium.
Okay, and in
so
the
you're right above.
Just, are there like any people like sitting?
Oh yeah, it's the first floor seems relatively packed just from the amount of noise going on. You can kind of hear that there's someone on stage just from like the hollow footsteps of just echoing.
So from like the third floor balcony, is there a way to get to like a position if I have to like crawl on some rafters or something, that's fine. But is there a path for me to get to where I can look down on the backstage?
Not quite from the front.
Okay.
You'd have to kind of go through a side hallway to get to the back.
I think the first place I want to try to get to is just to peek into the backstage and see if he's like just waiting to be hanged back there.
All right, go ahead and give me a perception check, please.
Pass without trace. I did have that up.
Okay.
Before we came in. 16.
Holy shit. Okay. You managed to get on a couple of just like side rafters, edging along one side of the main auditorium, kind of behind a curtain, and you're kind of in the back area. There's quite a bit of movement. It looks like a couple of like low-level grunts are kind of running around. There's a couple of like bigger guys. You do notice Hank kind of almost dead center of the stage, kind of just directing people around a little bit. They're kind of rolling just like a small single gallo on the stage.
Are there any trap doors on the stage?
I'd say with that perception check, yeah, you can probably see the outline of at least two from your current location.
Okay, to plan ahead, because this can go a couple different ways. How far away are they from like where the gallows are?
Oh, they're positioning the gallows directly over one, actually.
Perfect. So I have,
that's just poor planning.
I have a bad, yeah, that's bad blood. King needs to work on that. That's not a very good idea. So I have a backup plan in case I run out of time. Or actually, let's see. I'm supposed to save Helen. Goshen's supposed to save Bo.
Ordok's burning
down
the building.
And then Ordok's going to burn down the building.
Yeah.
I'm causing the distraction. I'm saving everyone.
You guys are also under a time limit.
Like, are you timing us like real world? Like, do you have a stopwatch going?
No.
Hey,
that
guys,
means yes.
I don't want to die.
How far away am I from the gallows? From if I like stayed up here perched.
If you stayed up there perched, you're kind of on the like. Well, now that you're back behind the main curtain, you're kind of in the grid system a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're about 30 feet above the stage floor.
Okay. I think I'm just going to post up there and try to like find a good place to hide.
Okay. Goshen.
All right. Very similarly, I am also going to try to stealth down a direction. I have no indication which way Bo could be, so I'm just picking at random. I'm going high. I bet they'll keep him high.
That works. 16 is a lovely stealth roll
for you. It's not too bad at all.
So are you kind of following Jensen's kind of route of sticking to like rafters and things, or are you just going to kind of walk around?
I'll stick to the rafters as well, of course. Okay. I kind of want to like try to find some of the, you know, grunts or peons walking around and listen in on their conversations. See if I can find some kind of indication which way I need to go.
Okay, go ahead and give me a perception check.
20.
Perfect. Dirty 20. Mm-hmm. You do actually, there's two, they look a little scrawny. You've never seen these guys before. One looks to be half-elf just because his ears are just a little bit pointy. And the other is definitely a tiefling.
Mm. All right.
Did you see what they brought in?
Yeah. What was that? Why would I know? They don't pay me enough for that. We just rolled it in and put it downstairs.
And that's kind of all you really hear.
That's probably enough. Given Bo's usual effect on people, I'll go downstairs, or I'll try to find my way downstairs.
Okay, not far from there is actually just like a small, box seating in like the real fancy theaters. This one is almost fancy-ish. It probably should have been burned down a long time ago. In one of the box seating, there's kind of just like a small spiral staircase behind it.
Okay. I'll drop down the center of the staircase.
Or just go and say, you get down to about the first floor where the auditorium is, and there's you kind of got two options here. It's kind of closed off, so you're kind of lucky there. The people in the auditorium can't really see you.
Cool.
There's a small door behind you that leads into a hallway. You got left and right, and there's a smaller door a little bit off-centered from you. You hear footsteps coming down the hallway.
I go right. Wait, which way are the footsteps coming from?
Quickly roll me a perception check.
15.
Oh, yeah, they come from right. After probably about just like not even 30 seconds, you see a kind of a open archway and a staircase going down.
Down I go.
Ordok.
Yes.
You starting the fire?
Yeah, so I'm not going to go into the building yet. I'm going to walk over towards the like street-facing side, like where the front door would be, and I'm going to I'm going to use the hammer and set sort of the corner of the roof on fire so that we have a little bit of time. I don't want it to go all up instantly, so we have a little bit of time, and I'm hoping that once people start panicking, I can put this thing out again with the hammer. So I'm going to walk over and just ask the hammer to, like, create a small fire and just set it down on the roof.
Roll me just a flat d20.
That's a 9.
So, you can't set the hammer down. The hammer is beyond excited. Because, you know, fire. He kind of just, like, makes a small little burst. And you immediately, you feel quite a bit warmer inside. Just from the heat.
I like fire.
It's picking up a little quick. The roof is a little dry. It hasn't really rained in quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting that. I'm actually going to ask the hammer, how big of a blaze can you put out?
Really, it depends on how far out the flames are.
Like a radius?
Yeah, I'd say I can 30, 45 foot radius.
Well, shit. We. All right.
Questions to ask earlier.
I'm going to go back over to the hole and just sort of like plop down. And is there smoke building inside the building yet?
Not quite yet that you can see.
Okay. I'm going to wait until I can start to see a little bit of smoke inside the building, and then I'm going to call fire.
Okay. It's not much longer from when you first drop in, maybe about 2-3 minutes.
Okay.
You start smelling the smoke.
Yeah, as soon as I can sense it inside, I'm just going to call out, like, sort of down, fire, fire, there's a fire in the building.
Okay. You hear an immediate reaction to that. People start getting up, running. You can kind of see there's somebody, you can't quite make out who it is, but someone's on the main stage and just looking up and again, you can't quite really tell who it is.
I'm gonna, I'm not observing the reaction. I'm gonna, as soon as I call, I'm gonna try to like plaster myself into the darkness.
Smart move, probably a very, very, very smart move. Screams and yelling kind of just happen, and shortly thereafter, there's a door, probably a few feet down from you, that just bursts wide open. And you see Hank walk onto
motherfucker
the third floor.
How far up is the hole in the roof? Like, was it a hop down, or could I get back up there pretty easily?
There's probably a bar, like a joist you can kind of grab onto and pull yourself and get up. Roll me an athletics check.
I mean, I'm okay at athletics. 23.
There you are.
So, yeah, you kind of just push off the ground, and you kind of feel your gear mail kind of just really, you feel the wood beneath it give way as it just like catapults you up at the rafter, and you just pull yourself up on top.
I'm just going to stand like a foot or two back from the hole. Like hammer at the ready, and I'm just gonna play whack-a-mole as soon as I see a face.
Oh, you brought the? I thought you left the hammer on the roof.
No, I just wanted him to start the fire, and then I was gonna take him with me.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, no. Hank definitely saw you.
Yep.
Jump up there.
Yep.
Can I advise that you hit him with the talon end and not the flat end?
And he's gonna pull out a crossbow.
Is this like while I'm still going up?
Yeah, you're on. So it's floor.
Uh-huh.
You jump up onto the rafter beam.
Yeah.
And then there's a hole above that.
Oh, I'm just
so
like
you're
halfway.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're about halfway up. So we're gonna see if he can get a shot off.
Plus five. What?
Huh? Oh. Yeah, 21 to hit. So thankfully, because you. Oh, okay, seven damage.
Seven,
yeah. So, yeah, it's this crossbow bolt kind of just gets like... He was aiming for your head, but, you know, there's a bit of a height difference. So he's kind of just got you in, like, your shoulder blade.
I'm going to say in Orcish to him, "Brother, why are you helping him? The releasing the Red Death through all of the slums again."
The pay is nice.
They're doing this to our family again.
You seem to think I was born here.
Doesn't matter where you're born, it's still your blood. I'm going to jump up to the roof.
Bye.
Give me an athletics check.
22.
Damn. Yeah, no. So this is kind of an older building. And pushing off the roof joists, your leg kind of does the thing it did earlier. And crack the wood beneath it.
Okay.
You manage to grab the lip of the trapdoor up top and pull your way through. And you just hear pretty much the sound of like a whole tree falling as the rafter cracks, gives way, and the roof behind you starts falling in.
I hate you, John.
I had a premonition this would happen.
Now, John has came into this session with, "This is what's going to happen. I don't care how I have to do it." But.
No, he rolled very well. I mean, that leg had a lot of oomph to it.
So this is my fault for having good athletics.
Yes.
It's a punishment.
The good news is you just hear Hank scream.
Mm. So you fall on through. Did the rafter like take out the walkway?
It's hard to see in all the smoke. Especially because three quarters of the roof is on fire.
I was going to ask how the fire was doing.
And we're going to cut to Jensen. You just saw Hank book it when someone was screaming about a fire.
I don't think I'm going to move. Okay. I have a plan here, and I was kind of hoping Warlock could wait for a second. But... Guess we're doing it live, so I'm just going to wait and hope I see Ellen where I think I'm going to see him.
So you're just going to chill out for a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to, in my nice little safe hidey hole, wherever I am, I'm going to start trying to center myself and get ready for what I got to do here in a second.
All right. Then Goshen.
Yo.
You're running down a set of stairs.
Indeed.
It seems as though you're in basement number one.
Basement number one. Okay.
The stairs keep going down or go on this floor.
How big is this floor? Is it like just one hallway? Is it?
It looks to be one opening onto a massive room. You see quite a bit of movement in there.
Does it look like there's a spot? Like, does it look like there's stuff for me to sort of hide behind and stealth in? Or is it literally?
Not over on this side.
That doesn't help me.
The other side of the room, there's crates and boxes.
What about up? Is there like rafters or something I can hang on?
There seems to be like about 6-inch tall, just like metal I-beams running across.
Let's hope that thing people say about people not looking up is true. Okay. Go-go gadget pole. I'm going to get up on those and kind of monkey my way across.
Roll me a stealth check.
Okay. 21?
Yeah. No, you're like hugging this I-beam and just... all the way to the other side, and no one notices you. You do realize as they're setting things, they're putting. You see one person kind of look up, but not in your area, as they kind of just put. You don't quite know what it looks like a large grape wine barrel that they would stomp grapes in, and some putrid smell is coming from it.
Well, that's not so good.
You kind of see he's just moving it and looking up and kind of just getting it into place and shifting it over.
That's interesting. How many of them are there?
4 people moving this one thing.
That's too many. I'm going to hang out and watch this for a second. See if I can wait him out.
Okay. So after not long, he's kind of like, all right, left. Just slide left. No, a little more. It takes him maybe like longer than it should to get this damn thing in position. And during this time, you hear the screams from the auditorium. Not quite sure, but you're thinking to yourself, oh, I can smell smoke, but you're not quite sure if it's from the fire that you know should be happening right now or from this random barrel of crap.
Right.
But they set it, kind of just lock some wheels and run off in one direction back to the area you came All right. from.
I'm going to drop down and see if I can get a better look at what's in this barrel.
It's green and a little bubbly.
I don't like that it had to be in a specific position. Let me see what I have on me. I have a little bit of rope. I'm going to dip like an end of rope into it.
As you kind of lower it in, you just hear a sizzle and a more putrid smell come up.
Cool. I'm going to kick the barrel over. And then run down to basement.
Give me a strength check.
Big barrel.
It took 4 guys to move this. It's like 6-8 feet in diameter.
That's a 4.
Ooh. So you kick this thing, and something just doesn't feel right when your leg meets the wood, and you just feel like a jolt of pain in your leg.
Frick. Okay, plan B. I'm going to try to like wedge the pole against the floor and angle and kind of see if that does anything for me.
So it's hard to get a wedge on like the floor because it's just like packed like bricks.
All right.
So it's just sliding as it's trying to push
it. Plan C, is there something big enough that I could just put on top of it and cover the opening?
Damn. No.
Well, not much I could do about it for now, I guess. I got to find Bo, so I'm going to go down to basement 2.
All right. As you get down there, you kind of see 2 guys just taking off in the opposite direction. There is a couple of doors down here, about 6. And you can kind of see the one they were standing out of. But they all are just solid doors, no windows.
I guess I'm going to try that one first.
Okay. The door is locked.
Can I still see those guys?
They're going up the stairs at the end of the
hall. Okay, I'm after them. I don't have lock picks. I need the fucking lock. I need the key. I'm going to assume they have the key. So I'm chasing.
Okay. They're a little bit ahead of you, not by much, but you're just going to chase them up the stairs?
I'm hoping that I'm light enough on my feet that I can chase them until they like stop for breath and then pick their pocket and run again.
So they're running up the staircase. Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Yep. 14.
They're pounding on these metal steps, so they don't really hear anything. People are screaming from the auditorium. You're right behind them.
Can I see the key? Is it like hanging off a belt loop or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's one of those, you know, traditional ones.
Sweet. I'm going for it.
Give me a sleight of hand check.
18.
Oh, yeah. You managed to just pop right off the guy's belt loop.
All right. Now back down.
You've been around Jensen too much.
Yeah, he's rubbing off on me. Let's go down and try the key.
The key works. Inside is a dimly lit room.
Mm-hmm.
There's a single... It looks almost like it's a gurney in the very center. It looks as though there's like a white cloth kind of draped up to about mid-chest of this large humanoid-shaped creature.
No fucking way. No, John. I walk over to the shape.
You notice the shape has no arms.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing products for gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of other great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products. And while you're over there, add something to your cart because our listeners are now receiving an enormous 25% off discount when you enter the code DOD25. That's DOD25 at checkout. So as always, we want to say thanks a bunch to Easy Roller and thank you all for listening.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new merch store over at teepublic.com. You can head over to teepublic.com/DOERDICE or check the episode description for the link. We have some amazing work over there from our resident expert, Ben, who is currently working on loads of new designs specifically for Season 2. If you want to rep our show while also looking great and sporting some awesome artwork, we love the quality of our new store, and we know you will too. So jump over there, check it out, and then let us know what you think on our social media and our Discord. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Oh, hey! that's Salvor.
That took a minute.
Well, yeah.
Fuck. Oh man, you're gonna make me make this choice? You can put this shit in front of Ordog? Crap. Is it man? I doubt they have like a wheelchair sitting nearby. Even if they did, it's a bunch of fucking stairs. So.
This place is not ADA compliant.
God damn it. Oh man, I don't know if I can move him. He's a little lighter, I guess, than he would be. But... I'm gonna like kind of shake him. Does he react at all?
They do not.
Frick.
That was a constitution saving throw from Talmor that did not quite make the cut.
Okay. I'm going to try to move him and see how this goes. My scrawny monkey right. frame.
Go ahead and give me a strength check.
This is a little... Yeah, no, that's a one.
So, I mean, you try to get under him. It's hard because he's just so big.
Mm. Okay, maybe Bo can help if I find him. I'm going to make a note of this place and try some of the other doors on this floor. I don't know.
Okay.
He's got magic. Maybe that'll work.
Magic.
Maybe Bo can help me look.
The guy who's his nose is falling off currently.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's decomposing. He's going to lift a 400-pound Goliath.
I don't know. His nose fell off and he like half broke his hands.
Yeah, I think Talmor is more 300 now because each arm was probably 50 pounds.
Yeah,
and
that's
he hasn't
true.
Been lifting
I mean,
lately.
But he's still just big. He was 9 feet tall, so
he's a big boy.
Hard to get through those doors.
Yeah.
So we're going to cut real quick over to Ordok.
I am going to run back to sort of the edge of the fire and tell the hammer to absorb as much as he can.
Give me a second. This got a little out of control, didn't it?
Yeah.
You can kind of just hear like the slightest enjoyment on that last one. Like,
my hammer's a psychopath.
Just a pyromaniac.
After about 5 seconds, the roof in one section is going to give way and embers are going to fall into the third floor of the auditorium.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, how's the fire doing?
And the area he's in, the 30 feet, he's absorbing it. It takes him, it's not instantaneous. But he is taking it in.
Okay. I'm going to continue to try to, while that's happening, I'm going to listen and see if I can still hear commotion, like, or see people running in the streets. Are people leaving?
Oh yeah, people are bolting out of the front of the theater.
Okay, so I'm going to basically take this as distraction accomplished, and I'm going to spend a little while going like chunk to chunk to try to absorb in the rest of the fire so I don't collapse this building on my friends.
So you've got the hammer off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to roll me a perception check.
Fucking Hank. I was really hoped he fell. That was a one for the audience at home.
It takes a second. You're kind of just like, you have the hammer down, you're kind of walking over, looking over the edge, checking. As you stand back up from looking over the edge, a hand comes around and goes around your throat. And you just smell burnt, singed hair. And you can just see that there's just, the arm around you is just, it does not look pretty.
Can I cast Misty Step and teleport immediately behind him?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to cast Misty Step, jump behind him. I'm going to flame on with the hammer. I'm going to cast, I think Searing Smite's also a bonus action. How many rounds are we talking here?
So this is, you don't have much of a prep right now.
Okay.
Because of the perception check. I'd say right now you have enough to get the Misty Step and teleport back.
Okay.
And then the next round, yeah.
I'm going to pop behind him then.
But he's going to turn, and as he's turning, he's going to draw his scimitar out. And go ahead and roll me initiative, Ordok.
Okay. It's been fun, boys. A fucking three.
Damn, yeah, I know. He draws his scimitar out as he kind of turns and looking at you.
Oh,
well, this is a good start.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so for those at home, that was a 27. And because of who Hank is, Hank crits on an 18.
Ooh, fucking fighters.
And that was a critical hit table. So he's going to take an accent surge.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a fighter. He can do that.
He's a fighter.
Damn. And that's going to hit for 24. And yeah, okay, that's his turn. Ordok.
Did Ordok get all the fire picked up before
we
started this fight? Okay, so there's still the building's still burning down as well.
The burning, yeah. This is This is very climactic.
Yes.
I'm glad you think so. Terrifying.
How far from the edge is he?
5 feet. To get him off the edge completely would be probably about 10.
How hard does this hammer hit when it rockets?
You have not really done the rocketing of the hammer yet. During combat, that is.
That's true. Because I don't think I mean, I might just be able to kill him if I can hit him. He's pretty hurt. It is a big if. I take 2 actions, so... Oh, well, does
you also
the rock...
have an action surge?
Does the... I just have 2 attacks.
Right.
Does the rocket hammer, if I want to attempt that, count as an attack?
Because you're throwing the hammer at him?
Well, I'm going to try to attack, and then I'm going to... If that doesn't do it, and then I want to see if I can launch the hammer.
Oh, okay. Then yeah. We can do it that way. Yeah.
All right. So, attack number 1. Flame on with Iron Flame and Searing Smite cast at level 2.
Even if he survives, I feel like Hank's going to have an irrational fear of fire after this.
Nah, because Orta, I can't hit shit.
Yeah. Frick.
So I walk in and just try to underhand swing up at him, but don't quite clear it, and swing and a miss. And then I'm going to redirect, so I swing up at him, and I'm going to bring the hammer back around and lunge, sort of sticking it straight out towards his chest, and I'm going to like yell at the hammer to rock it as hard as it can. And just let it go.
Go ahead. And
also, Searing Smite is still on, for the record, because that's next hit.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, you just feel the heat as the hammer takes off right towards Hank. Real quick, though, roll me a hit.
Oh, that's got to hit.
Good. Oh, yeah, 26. So, yeah, underhand, you kind of just aim. It takes off right at Hank, hits him square in the chest, and knocks him right off the building. And into the wall of the building next door.
Ooh.
And the hammer just keeps going. You see flames come out from the backside of the hammer. As it catches the next building on fire.
Oh, well. So the Chicago fire. This is how it started. Good job, Ordok.
Do I need to roll damage? Is Hank still alive?
You know what? Go ahead and roll me some damage, and I'll let you know later if Hank's alive or not.
Does the flame on from the hammer still count? Because I missed. Is that like a
Oh, it's still on.
On it. Okay.
Yeah.
He's dead then.
He's going to come back later looking like Freddy Krueger and like, grab you from behind.
So that 23 damage from the hammer plus Searing Smite at level 2.
Look at this boy flexing all his damage.
It's a big hit.
And he takes an additional, while he's on fire, he takes an additional 1d6 per round.
1d6 per round, okay.
So 31 damage. Damn. From the initial hit.
So, yeah. No, the hammer's just like, wee!
As soon as it makes contact with the other building, I'm going to tell it to return.
I'm not sure you want that right now, boss.
Is Hank still alive?
I've got some extra weight on me.
Kill that thing.
Turn up the heat.
Flash fry him, and then pull all the fire back in.
I'm not quite sure I can do both.
Well, give it your best college try.
Go ahead and roll me damage again.
So 15 additional damage, plus my smite. So 19 additional damage.
Damn.
That is just enough.
Fuck.
Damn.
That guy.
As you kind
of
just
hear
he
was half dead, and he took, like, 40 points of damage.
It's like 54.
Yeah.
You just hear, and just out of the roof of the next building, you see the hammer fly up through and head back your direction.
Is that building, how much is that other building on fire?
Roll me a flat d20. I'm sorry, no. Actually, roll me a percentile dice, 100.
Ooh.
It's not a big deal. We're going to have to rebuild this district anyways.
53,
yeah. So about 53% of this building's on fire.
I don't got time for this shit. I'm going to go back inside.
Like,
ain't my problem.
Sorry, boss. He was a big guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to work on some suppression techniques when we get back into training. But for now, good job.
Back into training?
Touche. I am going to start heading inside.
Which direction? The big smoking hole in the roof? Or...
Oh, shit, because I, like, broke the... I'm going to lean over the big smoking hole, trying my best not to fall through it, and just see if there is a floor for me to jump down on.
There is no floor for you to jump on the third.
How far down is the second?
It's about an... So from your current location, if you were jumped down, it's a good 30 feet down.
I don't want to break my other leg. I'm going to ask the hammer if he's got anything left, if he could help lower me down.
Bring me a flat d20.
12.
I think we got one more, maybe.
Is there any? Is anything in this on this building still on fire?
Oh, the one. Yeah, the most of the roof is still on fire.
Oh.
During your fight, thing is kind of caught back up because a lot of the wood got dried out.
I'm going to ask Iron Flame, if I let you recharge over there, is that going to help you out?
Oh, this is not going to hurt.
All right, pull as much as you can. And so I'm going to continue my putting out the fire thing.
We're going to cut over to Jensen. You hear a massive crash coming from, it sounds like, the way you came in.
What the hell is Orduk doing? What's the state of the crowd?
It sounds like there's panicking from the crowd out front. You can kind of see that behind the curtain, they are, it looks as though they are staying where they are, kind of setting things up still. They're locking in the gallows into place. You can see that they opened up a trap door beneath the gallows, and they're just checking things.
Okay. So it looks like they're still planning on doing this thing.
It looks to be that way.
I guess I'm just getting to stay here. I have a plan and I hope it's going to work.
Okay. After about 5 minutes, you can kind of, it's just, you can just hear commotion from out front. And you're going to see the king walk on the stage. And he's just, it sounds as though he's just cursing. And you can just hear, just barely hear his voice. Blast it. Fuck it all to hell. Open the curtain. Bring him up here. Give me my sword.
Good luck, buddy.
Just gonna chill out, Jensen?
Yep.
Goshen!
All right, I'm checking other doors.
Oh, God, not again. You open this door, and it looks to just be full of supplies.
Okay. I need... This is stupid. I need two broom handles. And...
It's MacGyvering the fuck out of this.
Yep. And is there like a... barrel or something that I can smash and try to get some planks of wood?
Yeah. I just want to see how this works out.
Okay. I'm going to use the rope I have, tie this into like a makeshift sort of, what do you call this? Gurney, maybe? Is it a gurney? No, what is that? Stretcher.
Yeah.
Sort of like we did in the woods, and I'm going to try to roll Talmoro onto it. Not gently. He just has to land on it.
You know, with advantage, give me another strength check.
Okay. This still isn't. 14.
So yeah, you get enough grip that you can just like push him off. And Trent, roll me a flat d20.
Yay.
Right on the Talmor's face. Just bam.
That's sad. It's not even like he has arms to brace himself or anything.
Can you, because it's metagaming if I do it, but can you ask the general condition that Talmor's in?
That's actually a fair
point.
Very
curious.
Other than, like, his arms being gone still, I mean, does he look like he's super infected, or?
Roll me a medicine check.
Okay. That medicine's not there. Natural 20, oh! 23.
Fuck.
He has diabetes.
Okay.
He has diabetes.
He ran a 5-panel drug screen, diabetes, and the blood test and everything.
So you're checking him as he's face down on this makeshift gurney.
Mm-hmm.
As he's breathing, you can he's still breathing, but it's a very raspy intake of breath.
Shit, he's got the death rattle.
Like TV. Darth Vader before the suit.
Ooh.
Oof.
He looks to be, other than that, okay. He has a weird scent on his breath, almost like he's, you'd know this with this check. He's been put out.
Gotcha.
He's been unconscious through other means.
Right.
What do the nubs look like?
There are no nubs.
Oh, so it's been like removed.
It's just, shoulder at all. Well, it's just chest into, huh?
Is it like infected or like closed off? Or
it's got bandages around it. And unless Goshen kind of pulls the bandages away, we might never know.
Well, if I feel like I can't save him, I'll check to satisfy our curiosity. Otherwise, I don't want to, risk infection. Technically, I have a bag of holding on me. That'd give me 10 minutes.
You gonna try to fit my big ass? Well, I guess without shoulders.
Yeah.
Might be able to slide me in there.
It has no arms. I'm going to try with the stretcher first and see if I could just get one end and, unceremoniously drag him around.
So, you managed to get a little bit of leverage to lift it up, and you're getting a little bit of traction. It's taking quite a bit of time, though.
Oh, frick, though. I feel like this is like a bow or Palmer choice, and I don't appreciate it. Fuck it, I'm stuffing him in the bag of holding. Let's go, 10 minutes. Get 10 minutes of air, friend.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.